And at 7:07, we have light rain here in Atlantic. It's 65 degrees. We picked up 18 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation overnight here as of 7 a.m. at the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, two separate accidents in western Iowa have claimed the lives of two people. The Iowa State Patrol reports an accident in a construction zone on Interstate 80 in Cass County Thursday afternoon resulted in the death of a motorcyclist from Pennsylvania. 39-year-old Andrew Joseph Engel of Pittsburgh died at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic from injuries he suffered when he was struck by a tire that flew off of a trailer. The accident happened when 40-year-old Scott Edward Farmer of Cheyenne, Wyoming, was driving a Ford F-350 pickup that was pulling the trailer westbound. When the tire broke free of the trailer, it bounced into the eastbound lane of Interstate 80 and struck Engel in the upper body and head area as he was driving a 2001 Harley-Davidson. The accident happened as traffic was in a head-to-head pattern on I-80 on a bridge over Indian Creek about a half mile west of the exit to Marnie, exit 51, at around 4:20 p.m. The patrol was assisted at the scene by personnel at the Atlantic Fire and Rescue Department, Marnie First Responders, Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, Iowa DNR, and Medevac Ambulance. The second accident happened at around 8:10 last night on Highway 30 in Harrison County. The patrol says a 2003 Chevy Tahoe driven by 19-year-old Connor James Hemmer of Odebolt was traveling east at around 8:10 p.m. when the vehicle crossed the center line of the road and collided with a westbound 2007 Dodge Nitro driven by 45-year-old Jody Lynn Hustak of Logan. Following the crash, the car came to rest in the north ditch. Hustak, who was wearing her seatbelt, died at the scene. Hemmer, who was also wearing his seatbelt, was freed from his vehicle by mechanical means and flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A report on his condition is not available. That accident remains under investigation. Authorities in Fremont County report one person died during a single vehicle accident Thursday morning. The sheriff's office says 25-year-old Travis Andrew Hoyt of Shenandoah died at the scene of the crash around 9:30 a.m. about 3 miles west of Shenandoah on 195th Street. Officials say Hoyt's 1979 Jeep went out of control as it traveled eastbound. The SUV entered the ditch and rolled over before coming to rest on its wheels. Hoyt, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle. The state medical examiner's office is scheduled to conduct an autopsy. A semi hauling about 155 hogs to St. Joseph, Missouri, overturned late last night in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says the accident happened around 10:15 p.m. on Highway 71, about a mile north of Morton Mills. The 2013 Peterbilt, driven by 42-year-old Ronald William Moore of Denison, was traveling south on Highway 71 when the tractor-trailer crossed the center line of the road and entered the east ditch before rolling onto its side. Moore suffered minor injuries during the accident and was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Villisca Rescue. The hogs were unloaded from the tipped-over trailer into another trailer, which was also owned by Sioux Valley Transport, the company that owns the Peterbilt. Damage to the semi's tractor was estimated at $20,000. The trailer sustained $80,000 damage. The hog loss was estimated at $18,000, but officials didn't say how many hogs died in the crash. That accident remains under investigation. Officials with CERWA report that as of late Thursday afternoon, the boil water advisory that was in effect has been lifted for customers in Northwest Adams, Montgomery, and southeastern Cass counties, along with the cities of Grant, Carbon, Brooks, Bridgewater, and Lyman, and you may now resume your normal water consumption. CERWA says they'll continue to flush their service lines in order to increase the chlorine residual and will continue testing the water over the next few days. Meanwhile, if you have any questions, you can call the CERWA office. And if you happen to have a water outage, be sure and check your meter for a possible leak. You can call their office if there is an emergency outage or to report an outage at 641-782-5744. The Atlantic Police Department Thursday released its most recent arrest report. Officials say 42-year-old Todd Kimson of Corning was arrested Tuesday for allegedly violating the terms of his probation. On Sunday, 36-year-old Rose Peters of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault causing injury. And last Friday, 42-year-old Lisa Kapausch of Atlantic was arrested for assault on a person in certain occupations causing bodily injury. Kapausch also faces charges that include interference with official acts and harassment in the third degree. Also arrested 1 week ago today was 50-year-old Alvin Shrimpton of Atlantic on a charge of harassment in the third degree. And 54-year-old Mark Dormer of Audubon was arrested Wednesday for tampering with records, forgery, and fraudulent practice in the second degree. He was later released on bond. Each of the other suspects were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. In our funeral announcements this morning, Mary Ann Gretchen Keim, age 76, of Sun City, Arizona, died June the 20th. Graveside services and burial of cremains for Mary Keim will be today at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Reva Lane, age 98, of Forsyth, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died July the 4th. Memorial services for Reva Lane will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Roseanne Thompson, age 76, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Roseanne Thompson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Clara B. Wilson, age 92, of Redfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clara Wilson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Harold Pudge Powell II, age 46, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Pudge Powell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Georgia Mae Jessen, age 74, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Georgia Jessen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Vernon King will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting his family. Jeannie Marie Steffen, age 83, of Stewart and formerly of the Greenfield and Griswold areas, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Jeannie Steffen will be held at a later date. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Brian Fike, age 43, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Fike are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jim Stakey, age 68, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Jim Stakey are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.